So the reason why I am here is because of the group Black Uhuru, not Bob Marley, Jimmy Cliff, Toots, Peter Tosh, or UB40. And I told the story the last time, but my friend from, I came here in 86 to go to the University of Utah. So the dorms were these really small but concrete bunker type places. And so my friend, he was from back east. His name was Neil Kopperman. He was a Jewish kid doing metallurgy or something. And so he had this terrific collection of CDs. And remember, this is 1986. Many of you are going to say, huh? But CDs were brand new and hard to find then, mostly imports. So he played for me. I had a few reggae CDs and stuff that I had bought at Smokey's Records up there on 15th and 15th, where Mazza is. But he played for me that version of Black Uhuru with Sly and Robbie and blew me away. Something about that kind of 80s sound mixed with the one drop. And I loved Michael Rose's vocals. And then that was the album Anthem that made me a reggae fanatic. We're going to celebrate that legacy